and this is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com. We will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. Somebody in the chat room found the law that was the first Hitler Youth law, which was December 1st, 1936. And there was no, although it was a law, there was no, if you didn't comply, nobody, you know, got in trouble.
Yeah, that was the decree on December 1st. And it was just, it legalized the existence of the Hitler Youth. And it also stated that all German youth shall join the Hitler Youth, and that the mission of the Hitler Youth is to train all German youth physically, mentally, and morally for the national service in the spirit of national socialism, and that schools and homes were subordinate to the interests of the state, and that the Reichsjungenführer, the Reich's youth leader, was entrusted with all phases of the education of the German youth. And he was only responsible to the Führer. So at that time, it was not made absolutely, you have to join. It was not mandatory at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was not. And that was in 1936. That was the decree. And they wanted the children to join the program because they knew that they could teach the children so much more than what they were taught otherwise in school.
And it was also, they felt that that it would build a stronger, the future, it says, the future of the German people depends on its youth.
Oh, of course, because he wanted the strong country. And from my research, I remember coming across a statement that said, you know, once when somebody hits like 21, 22, you can't change their mind or teach them anything more. They're set in their ways already. Mm-hmm. When you can educate children at a very young age and say, now let's put this in another perspective, okay? You know, here we have a government that wants very strong people. They want them to be physically fit. They want them to be intellectually fit, okay? And they want them to all work together as one country. And you need, when you have a strong country, when you have strong people, you have a strong country, okay? They were taken off of all the welfare programs, so they weren't draining any more money from the state, okay? They had pride in going to work. They had pride in their children, their families, raising the children, working in community with each other. And this was the whole nucleus, I believe, was the families, and they concentrated on the families and the children because they wanted to raise them. And, you know, the myth is raise them as strong Germans so that they can fight in the war, and they wanted to raise the whole country up, all their people. They wanted to get them off of the entitlement programs. They didn't want them to suck all the money out from the state, okay?
Right. Kind of like here in America, where so many people are on welfare. And welfare makes people dependent upon others. And
yes,
what these programs were designed to do was to make strong people who could depend on each other and be independent people.
Exactly.
All righty, we are going to a quick break. We already have some callers lining up. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia Sandor, the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasandor.blogspot.com. And Joe sent a website where you can purchase some repair items and book storage items. So I'll email that to you after the program.
Thank you. Thank you. I think before we start taking callers, I'd like to just make one other comment here, is that Hitler was able to, in such a short amount of time, pull together the entire country and organize it in such a way, and together with his leadership skills, that he was, now, if the listeners don't remember this, and maybe some, I'm sure all of them do, that he was proclaimed in America and recognized as Time Magazine's Man of the Year.
Right.
So somebody had seen something somewhere about how he was able to, in such a short amount of time, take the country completely out of its depressed state, put everybody to work, revitalize manufacturing, and get everybody off of public assistance, and to have the country work together to pull themselves up to make it better for everyone else, because you can't have a few people working and the rest of the people slouching off of everybody else, because it's just not going to work. Everybody needs to work together to make a country great. And
right.
That's my personal opinion.
Right. And meanwhile, back in the old good old USA, Roosevelt was keeping the Depression going. and had all kinds of communists in his administration. It was absolutely terrible. And people were still standing in soup lines.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, and you look what's going on now, and, you know, the Dow Jones just hit 14,000, and now they're, I was watching the news, and they're calling for another recession.
I'm like, okay,
and, you know, it just seems like we're going into these swings, that we go into this recession, and then we come out. But not everybody's coming out. There's a lot of people that are still behind. They can't get jobs. They gave up working because of the inflation. You know, you go to the grocery store now, and it's going to cost you $4 for a head of lettuce.
Yes.
Okay.
And certainly this is all deliberate. And all we hear in the news now in this country is distractions and trying to keep people from talking about the economy, when the economy is the most important thing that they could possibly be talking about. And yet they're talking about grabbing our guns. They're talking about doing all kinds of other things that keep people distracted with baseball and football games and TV. And we don't hear about the people who are living in their cars. And during the Roosevelt administration, there were something like 9 million people that starved to death. So, I mean, there's something dreadfully wrong. So,
and the other thing is some people just don't want to take the time to learn about what is going on around them and make the decision, how can I make my life better for me and my family? Okay? And it's a collaborative effort. I mean, I know this one family where the wife's doing all the work. She's got the full-time job. The husband just wants to stay home and play on the computer and go to school in perpetuity. And the three kids are all 21 years, 20, 21, and 19, and they sleep until 12, and they have no motivation, no desire, no ambition, no nothing.
Right.
And that's not everybody. That's just some.
But that's representative of an ideology that kids seem to adopt now, that they can remain kids forever, that they're not responsible. And certainly that may be an anomaly or an isolated incident, but there are too many of those, I think.
Well, I'm hearing it more and more. I mean, I was listening to another radio program where this gentleman, I think he's 34, 35, and he just gave up looking for work because the money that he would be making would not even be enough for him to support him and his family.
But it's devised that way so that people, with all the outsourcing of labor, all of the outsourcing of production, the insourcing of some labor from other countries, it's all devised to destroy our country.
Yeah, well, look back a couple of years ago, back in the 80s, there was this great big movement, Made in America, Made in America. Now, I ride a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, and back then the stock was like $7 a share, and it shot up to $75 because they were made in America. Now, and that was pride, and there's the motorcycle group that rides the Harleys are mostly vets, and they take pride in their country, and that's why they bought the Harley and not the Yamaha or the Suzuki, okay? But now they're not buying the motorcycle because it's now assembled in America and all the parts are made in Japan and China.
Right.
And look where their stock is. And, you know, they just don't want to support that. And even back in the 80s, I think in the beginning of the 80s we had a recession. But when the Made in America movement came out, everybody prospered.
Right.
I know my parents did. I know that it was going very well for me because I already, at a very young age, had a management position in a music publishing company up in New York. And at 20, I was the manager of the copyrights licensing and administration. And we had 20 companies and over 200 writers in the company.
People could find a job, but all of this joblessness is devised and deliberate. And it's done by the same people who actually were against Hitler and destroyed that country.
Well, I don't understand why
they just did it in a different way.
I don't understand why we can't employ have the manufacturing companies come back here instead of going overseas? Why do we have to send...
Well, because of the people who own the multinational corporations, people that sit on their boards, they're looking for cheap labor. They care nothing about the American public. All they want is to be able to have cheap labor. And in order to have cheap labor, you go elsewhere. And
yeah,
that's what they're doing. And it's called free trade. It's part of the free trade agreements, which started with Woodrow Wilson. The part of the 14 points it was Walter Lippmann and a couple of others that devised those 14 points. Free trade was one of the points that they created. And so that's when it started, this internationalism, where a certain group of people are going to be rich and the other 99% are going to be slaves. Let's take a call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna, and especially you, Miss Cynthia, and thank you for bringing the truth and letting us know things that we didn't learn and the teachings that we supposedly were educated with in our central-controlled Soviet-styled schools.
Mm. Thank you.
I'm a little curious. I am one that's done my own homework and done some research, although I'm not nearly as aware as you are. But I had done some dot connecting, thinking that the TSA was very much styled in the form of the SS of the Hitler era, militarily styled abusive militant forces. And I found that I searched that back and found that the concept originally predated Hitler from the late 1800s, early 1900s, from the Hautier stormtroopers as a responsive military force. But then later on, the Hitler Youth Program, I believe, was the one that emanated the SS, but was originally formed as the Oberstuberling. I'm sorry if I butchered the language. I do not speak German, but that's the way I presume it to be pronounced. And then later on, it had a different connotation for the SS than what the secret police or whatever else was that was the Hitler Youth Program in one format.
What is your question, Chris?
Well, I'm wondering... she's talking about the ladies' program, the girls' program, and I think that absolutely sounds wonderful, and the concept of homeland and fatherland is wonderful.
But it sounds like you watch the Sound of Music and are figuring that the boys in the Hitler Youth then became part of the SS and were going around asking for everybody's papers, like the TSA today. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not precisely, but originally when it was formulated, my grasp is that it was a good organization, but was later converted or transmuted to a different purpose. And I'm wondering if Cynthia, with her great insight and experience, has any insight to how that came about and what it actually transmuted to.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yes, I can answer your question for you. Because the original German youth movement started in the Weimar Republic back in the year 1896, and it was a cultural and educational movement, and it consisted at that time of a number of the young boys who focused on the outdoor activities. And the name of that was the Jungbewegung, and it... morphed into the Junggemeinschaften, which was the youth communities, which later became known as the Wandervogel, which was the young hikers group, and that was a back-to-nature study group that was started with Hermann Hoffmann, if I can pronounce his last name, Folkelstam, in 1895.
Okay,
so,
hold that thought. We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. Be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander, the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. And I was just remarking in the chat room that Mark Weber did an excellent piece on The Sound of Music, and that all it was a propaganda piece. And I might also add that there's a lot of rhetoric about how Hitler was supposedly against Christianity, he was against the churches, but under his administration, there was like 2,500 churches were built. So we really just need to do a lot of research to find out the truth. I believe Chris is still on the line, and Cynthia, you were answering his question.
Yeah, and the Von der Vogel group, the translation is the Wandering Birds. You know, they had no political affiliation whatsoever, but they wanted to, they wore shorts and they wore hiking boots and they would have rather been out in the, with nature, camping, hiking, and singing traditional German folk songs. And as the years went by, it was by May of 1925 that the group merged with the Munich Jugendbund, which was the Munich Youth League, and that is when it became known as the Hitler Jugend. And so I'm sorry?
This is absolutely phenomenal to find that what we've been taught under the guise of truth has really been lies most of our lives, and to actually have the facts and the truth brought to us that we've been deceived by these farcical stories or fairy tales of the Pharisees, the Zionists, who have sought to twist the versions and control the media to give us untruths disguised as truths. I thank you and Deanna and RBN for bringing this absolute truth to the people so we can actually have some view of what really happened as opposed to lies.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. Let's see. We have Joe. Oh, okay.
Can I just mention one thing about the church? When I was in Europe in 2011, I spent a month there with my family, and I was talking about the book to my cousin, who is a doctor. And she said, Cindy, and don't you forget, remember to tell everybody that to this day, Hitler passed a law where 10% of our wages has to be mandatorily donated to the church. So my cousin, who is a doctor, she is so mad because there was a law that was passed that she has to pay 10% of her salary every month to the church.
Hmm.
And that's still in effect today.
Interesting. He, according to someone in the chat room, Hitler stated that Europe was either going to be Christian or Bolshevism. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take Joe in Rhode Island. Joe,
hi,
are you there? Good morning.
Yeah, I'm here, Deanna. How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm good. Thank you for being there, Deanna.
You're welcome.
Cynthia, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Joe. How are you in Rhode Island today?
Oh, very good. We got some snow flurries coming down, about a half an inch of snow on the ground. But it's
okay.
Pretty nice.
Good.
Cynthia, can I pass a couple of quick questions by you?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
See if they ring a bell with you. I was just curious. Germany and Iceland, is there any particular relationship between those two countries?
With the Vikings, the Nordic.
Are you talking economic relationship, Joe, or what exactly are you talking about?
My studies have been tracing the migrations of the tribes of Israel when they came out of the Assyrian captivity. They came over the Caucasus Mountains and went into Europe, settled all through Europe. But the German people, from what I can see, and that's many years of study, are actually the tribe of Judah. In fact, I believe it's in...
Well, I don't think
German
her book covers that. That's
it. No, it doesn't. It specifically discusses the girls in the Jungmädel and the Lanyard program.
Yeah, so that probably isn't a question that's relevant
to
today's
next
discussion. Okay.
How about the Black Forest of Germany is where the fairy tales that were written for the German children were actually the fairy tales that I had when I was a child growing up here in America. In the 50s, the early 50s,
mm-hmm.
Hansel and Gretel, many of those fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother ever mention any of that in her writings?
The fairy tales were all based upon even what we see today and know about with Cinderella, Hansel and Gretel, Rumpelstiltskin. That's all from the Brothers Grimm fairy tales.
Now, were those hidden messages to the children about biblical stories? Because at times they were persecuted for even having Bibles or being talking about things like that?
Not at all, no.
All righty. Thanks for your phone call. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia Sandor. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasandor.blogspot.com. And let's see, we have Bob in California. Did you want to say anything before we take Bob?
Yeah, I would like to. Thank you very much for asking, Deanna. My mother did write in her journal her theatrical performance. And the story was about the folklore mountain spirit called Rubenzahl. That's R-U-umlaut, B-E-Z-A-H-L. And he was the mountain spirit of the Reisegebirge, which is the giant mountains in the area where my mom was in Poland there. So talking about the German folklore, you know, the girls were aware of the brothers. You know, they learned the Brothers Grimm fairy tales, and my mother recited many stories to me. But the one that she specifically talked about in her journal was the folklore mountain spirit, Rubenzahl. And if your listeners would like to look that up, he's all over the Internet.
Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. I guess Bob in California dropped, so we'll take Scott in Arizona. Scott, welcome to the program.
Do you know what my grandmother had? This you told me it was a mother's cross. Do you know what that is?
Yes, the
Germany. Yes.
There was in August 12th was an honorary day of the mothers that they received their honorary cross. It was called the Cross of Honor of the German Mother, and it was a day-long celebration where these mothers exhibited very high integrity, uprightness, honesty, and exemplary motherhood, and who had conceived and raised at least four more children, and they received the award of the Cross of Honor of the German Mother. And the cross was in actually in honor of Adolf Hitler's mother called Clara. Do you have one?
Yes.
Do you know if it's a bronze, silver, or a gold?
No. It's a. You mean like the trim on it?
Yeah.
Blue and white, if I remember. I don't have it out right now.
Yeah, that's okay. I would definitely insure that if I was you. They're very, very rare.
Really?
Oh, extremely, extremely rare. I would find someone who can appraise it. I would, if you still have the original box, I would put it under lock and key and put it in the safe and definitely have it insured.
Where would I find someone that knew what it was?
You know, probably at some of the military reenactments. You know, the local World War II history museums. The curators speak with them, and they might be able to guide you as to actually who can appraise it for you.
I'll do that.
Go online and see if there's an appraiser in your area.
There you go.
Yeah, it'd be Phoenix area, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet.
All righty. Mike had a question. Did Hitler's youth include German Jews?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Mike wants to know if the Hitler's youth included German Jews.
I believe he did, yes.
Okay. And Tom emailed me, and he said that Harley Davidson received a lot of money in the 2008 bailout, which is not surprising. All righty.
I didn't know that.
Let's take Werner in Canada. Werner, welcome to the program.
Anna, and good afternoon, Mrs. Sander.
Hello, Werner. How are you?
Yeah, a lot of the things you're talking about, it rings a bell what my parents told me about the time they went through.
Ah.
And, basically the underlying idea was... after all the degeneration that had been caused during the Weimar Republic, the people, they had to go back to the basics. And the underlying idea was a healthy mind in a healthy body.
Exactly.
And this, what I see here in North America, what's going on in the cities and so, I don't think, you know, the bodies are getting weaker, and the minds are getting weaker and weaker.
Yeah.
North America is right now at the same point as Germany was at the end of the Weimar Republic.
Do you think so?
Unless people start, making a slowly evaluation and then take actions and go back to the basics. And Ronald Reagan was talking about the voodoo economics, it has run its course. And then if people don't wake up, it's going to be a course of no return. I remember there in the, when I was living over in the old country, I saw a documentary, and it was towards the end of the Weimar Republic. In the cities, the people were starving, in Berlin and so. And up there in next to the Baltic Sea, there were, in Pomerania, there were the big estates. And it was harvest time, and they were looking for workers to bring in the harvest. Even so, in the cities, the people were starving. They didn't want to go out in the countryside and help them in the harvest.
Huh. Well, you know, sanctions and starvation is always a way that people have to... to manipulate and get rid of a lot of people. For instance, there are sanctions. The U.S. government put sanctions on Iraq. They put sanctions on Cuba. They put sanctions currently on Iran. They've put sanctions on a lot of people. And starvation is a way to manipulate people, get rid of a lot of them, and certainly control, sure. And look at what the Bolsheviks did. Oh, my goodness, in 1932-33 in the Ukraine. They starved between 7 and 10 million people.
And the same thing happened here in North America.
Yes, during the Depression. Absolutely.
During the Dust Bowl years.
Yes, the Dust Bowl years.
The bankers have sent their goon squads over the prairies, and they drove the people off the prairies because they found out that there were rich oil resources.
Right. Well, the Dust Bowl was a man-made disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a terrible thing, and a lot of people did go hungry, mm-hmm. and it was caused by technology that wasn't applied properly by people mm-hmm. who wanted to make a lot of money, by mm-hmm. people who wanted to farm more dry land, and they were not respecting the land. That land should never have been put to use that way. So
people didn't know the land.
Right, and they put and it was actually, there was a field of study that was initiated by the Rothschild, or the Rockefeller Foundation, I guess that's pretty much the same thing, but the Rockefeller Foundation in 1924, and so when you go back and you look at the history of what they were trying to do, then you can see who was behind the Dust Bowl, and then of course it was that same group of people who benefited when the people left the farms and the Rockefellers came in and picked up the land, pennies on the dollar, and got all that oil. So anyway, Werner, thank you so much for your phone call.
Werner, if I may say another aspect there.
Sure.
You know, you mentioned there about the communists, and the whole of Europe was facing the threat of communism.
Mm-hmm.
After the first few decades, you know, after the carnage they among the Russian people, you know, and they were outright belying to their what they claimed their ideal was, and their principle was, in order to prevent the workers from being exploited by the big factory owners and by the big capitalists, their slogan was, the workers shall own the means of production. And what did they do? The farmers, one of their means of production was that they owned the land so they could become good stewards, responsible stewards of the land. They drove the people off the land and murdered them, the ones that were resisting them. Whereas on the other side, in Germany, they encouraged against stewardship of the land when, during the Weimar Republic, many farms that had been for generations in families, and they took care of the land, those farms were bankrupted, and they were being bought up for pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, in 1934, my parents, they homesteaded.
Interesting.
So, as I say, I grew up, and my parents and people around, the older people, they told us, you know, all the things that had happened, you know. And when I grew up after the war, what officially and in the media and entertainment was being dished out to us was all controlled by the occupation forces.
Exactly. That was part of the denazification program.
Yeah, and after the communist system broke up in the Soviet Union, did they have a de-communist... you know, basically where they brainwashed the old communists that they...
I don't know. Do you think that it really broke up? I don't.
Well, maybe they didn't, you know. This is what Khrushchev already mentioned there before. And this Yuri Bezmenov, he defected in the 70s. He defected to the West. And he laid in interviews he gave on YouTube in 1985, he laid out all the strategy. And he said basically that the strategy is right on the clock, is right on.
Right, and now you have Russia and the United States pretty much status quo. They're both practicing pretty much the same kinds of things. So,
basically, exploiting, you know, capitalists, you know, in
right.
the most
monopoly
ruthless
capitalism.
Form. Capitalism in the most ruthless form.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I wish my I have a friend of mine who her family had a very, very, very large cotton plantation in, I believe it's Louisiana, and something happened and the government took all that land away from them.
Yeah, they do that a lot. They're trying to do that right now in several states through the courts, and they're very successful. Or all they have to do is just have a big disaster and then go in and pick up the land that the people can't afford to repair because they don't have insurance or some other thing.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Dan, I just only wished that my parents would be still alive and they would have access to all that information that's now available on the Internet.
Yes. And there's a lot of information out there because I was able to find declassified information and the actual pamphlets that were used during the time that my mother was in the Jungmädel. And I know exactly what she learned at that given time because they all learned the same thing. And you know, we're talking, it's all in the public domain now, and people are coming out and saying, this is what I have and I want to share it with you. Because, you know, we're talking, 74 years ago now? And I think time, it's a time that, you know, enough time has passed that, you know, we need to speak about the truth and to make people aware and say, this is, you know, like with my mother, this is what happened to my mother. And I want to share the story with everyone.
Right. Right. All righty. Thanks, Werner. We're going to go ahead and take Bob next.
Hi, Werner. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana, for reconnecting me, as I say. I enjoy your program very much, but you made a statement that I'd like to ask you to clarify for me. I think you said that 9 million people starved to death in the United States in the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
I was alive at that time, and I don't recall hearing of anyone starving to death. In fact, I don't know of anyone ever starved to death in the United States, a matter of record. I don't know. Maybe you have some insight there that I don't
where
have.
Where did you live in during the Depression?
I live in California, right here in Los Angeles area.
Okay, but, well,
we had the radio, and my mother was alert, and we had the newspapers, and I don't know of anyone ever starving anywhere, and I'd like to research that for my own education. I think in this country that we never did have a starvation. And I think we had enough surplus and welfare and humane people.
So you're not aware of any soup lines or anybody that starved or suffered
lines,
during the Depression?
A lot of difference between soup lines and dying from starvation. I'm well aware of soup lines. I'm well aware of welfare and a lot of hardship. But as far as dying from lack of food, I don't think that ever occurred. We
not
had very, very difficult
anywhere?
Not
in the United States?
Not in the United States, to my knowledge.
And you got this information from the media?
I was alive at the time, and we listened to the radio, and we were alert as to what was going on. But if you have some information, I'd like you to share it with me.
Okay.
Because
email me, Diana@Spingola.com.
Write this down, Maria. Diana at Cimbola.
Diana.
How do you spell it?
D-E-A-N-N-A.
D-E-A-N-N-A. And how do you spell your last name?
S is in Sam, P is in Paul, I-N-G-O-L-A.
S-P-I-N-G-O-L-A dot com. If I email that to you, you can send me information. I would like to be enlightened because, as I say, the information we receive, nobody physically starved to death. We have plenty of
soup lines. Okay, well, that's the media, and that's the corporate media. The media was
the attitude of my neighbors were, if one of them was hungry, the others would somehow rather give them a little food. They wouldn't let them starve to death right in front of them.
Well, I'm sure that's true. All right.
Yeah.
Well, email me.
I'll email it to you. I'd like that information because, as I say, that's something that we've never really heard before.
Okay,
and I
think
it's not true.
You probably are hearing a lot of things on RBN that you've never heard before.
Well, that's true. As I say, 9 million people, that's a lot of people to starve to death and keep quiet all these years.
All righty. I guess the government can do that, though, if it wants to.
Well,
all righty.
Again,
we'll be right back.
You're doing a good...
Thank you, Bob, for calling in. We do need to go to a quick 3-minute break. Be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Cynthia A. Sander, the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com. We have one last caller. Let's take Rodney in California. Rodney, welcome to the program.
Well, Deanna, and I apologize for calling in since I'm going to be on the show next week, but I just wanted to provide a source for the prior caller who just was flabbergasted at the thought that people starve to death in the United States. If he would like to look up a source, he can look no further than President Lyndon B. Johnson, who made public statements talking about as a boy growing up in South Texas about people starving to death in South Texas. Also, I have published and posted a photograph of a mother and children in rags, and that photograph was taken in South Texas of a very malnourished mother and two children. The conditions were appalling, and the problem we have in the United States today is we buy into this concept of American exceptionalism and that none of this could ever happen in the United States. The fact is, people did starve to death in the United States, and we're not far from it happening again because of the third world conditions that we are devolving into. But he can look, if he wants a source, I can provide a plethora of other sources. But Lyndon Johnson spoke of it, and he used it, and he predicated, you know, the expansion of the war on poverty based on statements and what he used to see as a boy growing up in South Texas. And there's other public figures on the other side of the political spectrum, and I can attest to it because I was raised by grandparents who was aware of authorities, public health authorities, picking up, you know, bodies of people that the cause of death, and you can look through public records, which I like to do, and the cause of death was basically exposure, malnutrition, and other causes which are directly linked to starving to death during that time. So fact that, you know, the statement that people didn't starve to death, that, you know, there were soup kitchens and the generosities of neighbors and such, that's just a fallacy and self-delusion.
Right. All righty.
Have a good day, Deanna.
Hey, you too. Talk to you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay. Wow. I'm glad Rodney called in. Rodney Martin is the fellow that does the interviews of older people, older German people.
Okay.
And anyway, when you go to the hospital later on to see Irma, wish her well, and I know that you will, and you'll take care of her, and you're going to build that ramp.
Yeah, the ramp is built, and now I need to go over to her home and build the railings in her garage.
Amazing. Yeah. And you learned how to do this because your mom went
She was in the Lawn Yard program, and, you know, the first thing that in the home that she showed me what to do was when I was 9 years old and get up underneath the sink to replace the faucet, and I kept asking her, how do you know that? And she said, because I just know how to do it. And she had this common sense thing about her, and it's scary because I can look at something and almost measure it in my head just by sight, and I don't know where that came from.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. Well, so I will give her all your blessings and love, and let her know that we care about her.
We talked about her.
Yes, that we talked about her, too.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for being on the program.
Well, thank you so much, Deanna. It was a pleasure. And I hope I can come back again sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.